I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Violence erupted in northern Nigeria on Friday. In the state of Bauchi, extremists attacked several Christians, burning down homes and shops. Now, the incident started after an allegedly blasphemous social media post. Earlier this month, extremists killed a Christian student for the same reason. The Christian Association of Nigeria says false charges of blasphemy are increasingly being used against Christians. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says
they are saying some of the same things that Christians in Pakistan say. Hey, this is just an excuse for violence. This is just an excuse for revenge. You can say anybody said something blasphemous and then instantly they are attacked and there's no chance for them to say, wait a minute, I didn't say that, or wait a minute, I didn't mean it the way you heard it.
Ask God to protect Nigeria's believers and give them wisdom. Pray their love would reveal Jesus to those who wish them harm. And centuries ago, before the land known today as Arkansas became part of the United States, it was favored hunting ground for the Osage tribe. Few natives from any tribe call it home now, and the history of Harrison, Arkansas carries plenty of pain. But a new center taking shape in Harrison on the campus of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries offers hope.
We are looking at fulfillment of the full circle strategy of On Eagle's Wings, which is investing more time in these Christian young native leaders who are saying, I want to make a difference for my people.
Brad Hutchcraft oversees On Eagle's Wings, a division of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Classes are set to begin at the On Eagle's Wings Leadership Center this fall.
This is going to be a 9-month gap year program. We're going to cover things from biblical worldview to how to just handle your finances to relationship things.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.